You need a mic. You're going to need a mic. They can't hear you.
Six years ago, most of you folks know that our son Matt was diagnosed with cancer. Last Wednesday, the doctor said he was cancer-free. I want to thank, Carolyn and I want to thank all of you, Matt and his family want to thank all of you for lifting us and him up in prayer, because without that, it was a tough struggle, but it would have made even tougher. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Just wait there, your heads bowed. Just take a minute and thank God for the good things he's doing in your life. It is good, Father, to come and worship you and hear how you're at work. Father, just we pray that you'll continue to speak to us through this service. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Thursday is Thanksgiving, right? My wife will tell you that I'm a wealth of useless information. So here's the useless information you need to know about Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving took place in 1621. There were about 90 Native Americans and 52 pilgrims. It lasted for 3 days. They had several meals. Turkey was not on the menu, but apparently venison was, because the Indians killed 6 deer and brought 6 deer to eat. So if you're a hunter, you would enjoy the first Thanksgiving. Interestingly, the pilgrims didn't wear those black and white things that we often see in the pictures. They wore bright, colorful costumes. They wore bright, colorful clothes because they were celebrating Thanksgiving. And most of the pictures you see of the Indians, they're not dressed in the appropriate garb either. You see the pictures, I'll have them dressed in the garb that Indians wore in the plains, not what they would wear in New England, especially that time of the year. Thanksgiving became an official holiday. You know when? 1863, Abraham Lincoln announced, made it an official holiday. Interestingly, more trivia, worthless trivia, it was always on the last Thursday of Thanksgiving. Huh? November. Thank you. The last Thursday of November, that's it, that's that month, yeah. Bear with me. FDR tried to move it up close earlier in the month because he thought that would allow more time for Christmas shopping. And it was changed to what's now on the fourth Thursday of November. Yes, that's where we are, yeah. That was where it was officially set. And now it doesn't matter because people start shopping for Christmas anyway, and all the stores are open for Thanksgiving, and that's another story. We're going to think about Thanksgiving today. We're going to be in Ephesians. We're going to look at three passages in Ephesians. We're going to start in chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to look at some verses that we've looked at before and some we haven't. And just think about this Thanksgiving time. How do we express our thanksgiving to God? We want to be thankful. We want to be grateful. How do we express that thanksgiving to God? And I want you, just as you go through this week of Thanksgiving, whatever you do, I'm sure you're going to have time with family. I'm sure you're going to eat. You're not going to be like me. I'm going to eat too much. But I want you to make this a week of thanksgiving, expressing your thanksgiving to God. So the first way that we express our thanksgiving to God is we give thanks in prayer. You knew that. That's not news, but it's good to be reminded. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says this: "For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers." So what Paul says is, he says, when I hear about you, you Christians at Ephesus, when I hear about the faith that you have in Jesus, when I hear about the love that you're showing to one another, he says, when I pray for you, I don't cease giving thanks. And the truth is, the primary way that we express thanks to God is through prayer. It's just telling him when we pray, because prayer is just talking to God, and we say, thank you, God, for these things. Here he was thanking him for other Christians and the example that they set. The primary way we express thanks is just in prayer. Now, I don't think that that's generic prayer. It needs to be specific. We don't say, thank you, God, for all the blessings we have. It's better if we say, thank you, God, for giving me a wonderful wife, giving me wonderful children, you know, giving me health. Thank him for the specific things that he's done for you. Paul here, he doesn't just say, well, I just thank God for you guys. He thanks for some specific things, for their faith that they've demonstrated and for their love. It's always good when we pray to be specific. So we thank God for what he's doing. In any situation, I think we can thank God. We thank him, first of all, through public prayer. When we pray together like this in a worship, or we pray with other Christians, we give thanks to God. There's a story told about a Scottish preacher. Whenever he prayed, I wish I could do this, he would always find something positive to thank God for. One day, the weather was terrible. It was cold and rainy and overcast. Well, kind of like today, right? And people were thinking, well, how is he going to thank God for something good today? And he began his prayer, Lord, we thank you that it's not like this every day. When we pray together, we want to think about positive things for which we can thank God. I just think it's really important that we do that. And I like what another preacher said, preacher up in Detroit, I heard him preach, he said, you know, if God never did anything else for me the rest of my life, he's already done enough that I ought to be thankful. And so when we pray together, when we pray with other Christians in small groups or one-on-one, or even like this in a big group, let's remember to give thanks. If nothing else, give thanks for other believers like Paul did here. Give thanks for the love that other people show to us in the church. Give thanks for the faith that other people exhibit in their lives. But then we give thanks in private prayer, don't we? We pray publicly, but we pray privately. And I would encourage you to make Thanksgiving a regular part of your private prayer time. Now, the thing that's helped me the most is that when I have a prayer request, I write it down. And I keep a log of the things, or a diary, somebody would say. I used to do that by hand. Well, I can't even read my own writing anymore, so now I keep it on a computer in a Word document. And I just write down the things I'm praying for. You know why I do that? Because I have a short memory. And when God answers my prayer, if I haven't written it down, I forget to thank him. But if I've written it down and then I go back the next day and I go, or the next week or whenever, and say, oh, God, you answered that prayer. I can write next to that, thank you, Lord. So it helps me to write it down. Whatever it takes for you to remember, when you ask God for something and then he does it, be quick to give him thanks. That's what he's saying. Do you have things to be thankful for in your own life? In fact, I'm going to ask you to do something right now. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes and bow your head and just where you are, thank God for some of the good things he's doing in your life. Thank him silently for your family. Thank him silently for your Christian friends that give you support. Thank him silently for your health. I know for some it's harder than others, but thank him silently that he's given you life and health. Thank him for his material provisions, for the food you have to eat, for the clothes you have to wear, for the house, the roof that you have over your head. And take a moment, thank him for your salvation. Say, thank you, Lord, that you called me to be your child, that Jesus died for me on the cross, that I might have eternal life. Father, you are so good to us. Help us to be quick to give you thanks. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I will say, make Thanksgiving a regular part of your life. When you get up in the morning, when I get up in the morning, I say, thank you, Lord, that I can get out of bed. Especially this weekend, I went on a youth event and I played volleyball for a couple of hours. I said, thank you, Lord, that my legs still work this morning. And then when good things happen during the day, just stop where you are and say thank you. You don't have to say it out loud. When God does something good in your life, say thank you. And when it comes the end of the day and you go to bed and you've had a good day, or even if it's not been a wonderful day, say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this day. In the morning, all through the day, in the evening, be quick to say thanks to God in prayer. One of the ways we express our thanksgiving is just to say thank you, God, in prayer. Another way we express our thanksgiving, you'll see it in chapter 5 in verses 19 and 20, where he talks about we give thanks in song, in singing. We've done that this morning, haven't we? I love that song, 10,000 Reasons. That's just an expression of thanksgiving and praise to God for the good things that he's done for us. There's probably more than 10,000 reasons that we could give thanks to God. What does it say in the scripture? Verse 19, chapter 5, he says this. He says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. So here in the midst of talking about singing, he talks about giving thanks in the midst of that singing. What he describes here, it's interesting the words he uses, because he says, we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing melody with your heart. But he's talking, first of all, about public group singing. That's what he's talking about. And he's saying this to one another. And we speak or we sing to one another in all kinds of different forms of Christian music. He describes here psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm not going to describe what all those are. It's just saying that there's a variety of different ways that we can sing together and give praise to God. Now, the truth is, we don't all like the same Christian music. I know that. You know what makes music Christian? It's not the notes. It's the lyrics. It's the lyrics. So if you like one kind of music, that's great. If I like another kind of music, that's fine. As long as you don't... No, never mind. Not going to say that. No, there's no right kind of music or wrong kind of music. There's psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Find what we like, what works for us, and express our thanks to God in song. That's why we sing together in worship services. In fact, most of you would prefer that we sang more and preached less, probably. And that's okay, because it's a great way for us to be involved in worship and in giving thanks to God. We do it when we sing. And it's interesting, because when I read this, I want to say in verse 19, I always think singing and making melody in your heart. But he's saying singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And the idea is to wholeheartedly sing. When you sing in a worship service, when you sing with other Christians, make it wholehearted. Be serious about it. Think about the words you're singing and make those words an expression of your thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Really is an important part of our worship service. I had a friend in college. His name was Ron. He used to hate the singing. He said, I wish they just preached. Sometimes he'd wait and come to the service late because he didn't want to listen to the singing. But the Bible tells us that singing together is one of the ways that we express our praise to God, and it's important. One of the ways that we're thankful and show our thanksgiving is through singing together. So it's an important part of what we do. But not just together singing. I think private singing is important too. We can express our thanks to God singing privately. Because he says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. He'd been talking about singing and expressing our thanks through singing, and then he says we need to do it all the time, right? That's what always means, right? All the time. For all things, that means for everything. So that means that you could be singing to God at any time. So it's okay. It's okay to sing to yourself. It may not be okay to talk to yourself, but according to the Bible, it's okay to sing to yourself. So find some Christian songs that you like and use that as a way of expressing your praise. You know, the truth is, don't you find that the last song you heard is what sticks in your mind? I was talking to a girl this week at the place where we live. Her name is Amber, and she had this song stuck in her mind, and it wasn't a Christian song because she'd been listening to something on the radio, and she couldn't get that song out of her mind. So if we want to sing Christian songs, if we want to sing thanks to God, how are we going to do that? Well, I would encourage you to listen to Christian songs And then whatever you listen to last, that's what's going to stick in your mind. Now, again, that's where it tastes. It can be classical. It can be contemporary. It can even be country. Never mind. I'll pay for that later. Sing to yourself. Find songs that you like that express your praise. I hope that song we sang right before I preached sticks with you this week. I hope you walk through the week singing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Or however that, I can't even remember it now. How's that go? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I worship your holy name." If you forget nothing else, remember that. Just sing that song to yourself. Or whatever song sticks with you that you can use as a way to express your thanksgiving to God. Let me talk about one other way we can express our thanks to God. You find it in verse 4 of chapter 5. We give thanks to God in what we say in our daily, our day-to-day conversation. What we say as we walk through life, what we say to other people is important. And that's what he says in verse 4 of chapter 5. He said, "There must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting." And what he's describing there are things that are lewd, that are dirty, that are rude to other people, or that just don't matter in life. He says, those are the things you don't want. They're not fitting, he says. But what should we do? Let there be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather, this translation says, the giving of thanks. Or your translation may just say, rather, thanksgiving. So what he says is when you talk to other people, what ought to come out of your mouth is thanksgiving. You ought to be giving thanks to God for the good things that he's doing. And it is, folks, it is thanksgiving. It's not thanksgiving. You don't keep it to yourself. You give it to others. You remember the story in Luke chapter 17 of the 10 lepers, right? There were 10 lepers, and they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, well, go show yourself to the priest. And on the way to show themselves to the priest, they were healed. And you remember what happened? Only one of them came back and gave thanks to Jesus. The rest just went their way. They were happy, but they didn't come back to give thanks to Jesus. And Jesus said, where were those other 9 guys? You're the only one that came and gave thanks. It is thanksgiving. We have to express it. We can't keep it to ourselves. Don't be a thanks-keeper. Be a thanks-giver. Express it to other people. Now, how do you do that? How do you become a person that gives thanks in your daily conversation? Well, I think that we start when we get up in the morning, like I talked about, we say thank you to God. We remind ourselves at the beginning of the day that God's given us another day to live, and we give him thanks for that. We say thank you to God. And then we begin by expressing that thanks to other Christians. To people, it could be to your family members at home. It could be to other Christians that you have contact with. But we begin by expressing our thanks to other Christians. Now, I'm not going to let you off the hook today. You know what I'm going to do next, right? I'm going to ask you to turn to somebody that's sitting next to you and tell them something that you're thankful for, something that you've seen God do recently that you're thankful for. Do it now. What do you think? So start expressing your thanks to the Lord, then express your thanks to other believers, and you know what comes next, right? Start expressing your thanks to God to non-believers. Start telling people that don't know Jesus how thankful you are for what God's doing in your life. Now, that's one of the things I like about some professional athletes or some college athletes, even some of the college coaches. When they interview them, many of those guys say, "Boy, I thank Jesus that's given me the opportunity to do this." That is a great way to express our faith. There's a lady I know that does this great. She'll be in the grocery store, and she'll be checking out, and she'll say, boy, hadn't God given us a beautiful day today? Well, not today, but what is? It's warm out, but it's warm, yeah. So find ways that you can express your thanks to non-believers. But that'll be hard to do until you begin to express your thanks to God, to begin to express your thanks to other believers, and then it'll come naturally, or maybe supernaturally, to begin to express your thanks to unbelievers. When you do that, it'll make a difference in your life, and it'll make a difference in their lives. So what I'm asking you to do is make this a week of thanksgiving. Now, that'll be easy because you know you're going to be thankful that you don't have to work Thursday, so that's something you can already be thankful for. Make this a week of thanksgiving. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I think when you get up every morning, say thank you, Lord. And then as you walk through the week, find ways to say thank you to other people. Tell other people how you're thankful for what God has done. Find some music you like and begin to put some Christian music in your life if you don't already that'll help you to be thankful. So in what you pray and in what you sing and in what you say, make this a week of thanksgiving. The bottom line is this. How we express it is not as important as just cultivating an attitude of thanksgiving. Looking around as we walk through life and looking for where God's at work and being quick to say thank you. Because when we cultivate that attitude of thanksgiving, when we begin to have that spirit of thanksgiving in our lives, it will just come naturally for us to say thank you to God. It'll become natural for us to express that to other people. It'll become natural for us just to sing out to the Lord in praise, and it'll become natural for us to express it to non-believers. Cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving this week. Find ways to express it, and make this a week of thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. Why don't you bow your heads with me? We're going to have a time for you to respond. In a minute, we're going to sing a song together. And as we do, you may need to come. You may need to come and become a part of this church. You may need to come and speak to us about inviting Jesus into your life. You may just need to come and pray. Someone pray with you or just come and pray. Whatever you need to do. But above all, while we sing, you may not even need to sing today. You may just need to bow your head and begin to thank God for the good things that He's doing in your life. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Jesus who gives us life eternal, abundant life with You. We thank You for all that You do for us. Help us, Father, to cultivate this week and throughout our lives that spirit of thanksgiving. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me as we sing together. This is your time to respond. I'm not going to read all the announcements and the worship guide today. You can read those. I just need to kind of bring you up to date on where we are in our building. We still don't have all the permits we need. However, beginning the 1st of December, they are going to begin to do the groundwork. And so if you drive by there after the 1st of December, you're going to see them out there doing the earthwork, prepare the way for the build. So we're starting to build. It's small steps, But we're moving forward, and so I'm encouraged by that. I'm really encouraged by that. Some people, when I first came, said, "Are we really going to build that building?" Yes, the Lord is going to help us build that building. We're going to have a place to worship that we can honor God and use as a tool to minister and to reach others. So we're moving forward, and I'm thankful for that. We're going to collect a special building offering today as an expression of our thanksgiving to God for His blessing. And so we're going to do that as we close our service today. Ushers are going to come and collect that. So if you're ready, guys, let's pray together. Thank God for His goodness. This will be a closing prayer and benediction, but don't leave until you've had a chance to give to our Thanksgiving offering, all right? Let's pray. Father, we do thank You. We thank You that we see You at work in so many ways. We thank You for the ways that You bless us individually and as a church. And now as we gather this offering to help pay some of the costs and for our new building, we just pray that You'd continue to lead us, to guide us, and that we would honor You in all we do, even in this building process. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You have a great week. May God bless you this week.
If I had a dollar, if I had a dollar, if I had a dime, if I had more money, if I had more time, if I knew I'd live to be 103, I'd give it all to Jesus for what He's done for me. If I had a dollar, if I had a dime, if I lived in the holler or in a mansion fine, no matter how poor or rich I may be, I'd give it all to Jesus for what He's done for me. Got salvation when I met the Lord, found everything I was looking for. When I was lost, He went the extra mile. By His grace, made me His child. And if I had a dollar, if I had a dime, if I had more money, if I had more time, if I knew I'd live to be 103, I'd give it all to Jesus for what He's done for me. The Lord gave me eternal life. He forgave the sins of all my life. He paid the debt I could never pay. I owe him everything today. And if I had a dollar, if I had a dime,